Today is Tuesday, September 26, 2023, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Dumpling Day. It's also National Shamu the Whale Day, and it's National Pancake Day. I think I will celebrate National Dumpling Day. It's technically, well, we buy these frozen pot stickers, and they're good to pair with, you know, I make lettuce wraps, which have very low points, and so it gives me a little bit more room to have a dumpling or two. And so they're good. So I can celebrate with my pork and or chicken pot stickers. They're very easy to make from frozen as well, because you just, I mean, this particular brand, I'm sure there are a lot of brands that are different, but you just put a little bit of oil, and you can even use nonstick spray or, like, you know, Pam or whatever. Not to give brand names here, but Pam, you know, because it's a spray, it has 0 points. And it burns faster, though, than regular oil. There's something else in it that burns. But you can do that, and then you put it on, like, medium high. You put the frozen dumplings in there. You add a third of a cup of water. And then you put a lid on it, and you let it steam for 8 minutes. While it's steaming, the water goes away, because it's steaming. Imagine that. And then when it gets back down to the oil or the nonstick spray, it browns. So it takes about, technically it only calls for 8 minutes, but I usually leave it in a couple of minutes longer to get it extra crispy on the crispy side. And it's great because you get a steamed side and you get a crispy side. So you get multiple textures. It's very good. And I found that if you take, they provide a sauce with it, but the sauce adds extra points. And I think it's because they probably put sugar in the sauce. So I found if I take soy sauce, a little bit of vinegar, just white vinegar, and garlic, a little bit of ginger if you want, you know, heat that to get it all the flavors combined and everything, and then let it cool down because artificial sweetener is not always heat. It's not always good with heat. And so we have Sweet and Low. We have the pink stuff, which I'm sure causes horrible things. All of it does. Cancer, Alzheimer's, like all of this stuff. I shouldn't be drinking these artificial sweeteners. But anyway, one packet of that adds a little bit of sweetness. You have sweet, sour, salt, garlicky. If you like ginger, you have ginger. It's great. 0 points. So that is a good little sauce to do. So we'll probably celebrate and have some gyoza dumplings. So yeah, we finished talking about Pride 48. I think the weekend went well, and then I just basically took a week off. And you know, didn't really do anything for Pride 48. I do need to get back to it because I've got to find the recordings for everything. I need to post them. I have said I would add the recordings from, like, the opening show, closing show, game show, those sorts of things that were Pride 48 shows, that I would put those on the Pride 48 network show RSS feed, put them there. So I need to do that sometime this week, but it's just, I don't know, it's really busy. Work's busy, although meetings have come down a little bit, although we're going to start planning for Q4 in like a week. So meetings are going to go back up again. So I'm in a lull, but then meetings are going to go back up. So anyway, Mark's birthday is tomorrow, and so I've planned for that. I did do some planning. And I did the planning on the mix, and then it ended up that one of the listeners of the mix, Gary, posted on Facebook about it. Even though I specifically said on the mix that, you know, hey, this is a surprise for his birthday, then it got posted about on Facebook. I'm like, Mark religiously reads Facebook, and he was tagged in the message. So there's that. But anyway, I'm planning for that. I'm not going to say what it is because I'll say it after his birthday because I'm giving him a card with, but he probably already knows because he asked me about the post. And I said, I don't know. I don't know what that post is about. So this has come up multiple times, but I'm honestly, so over the weekend, Mark and I watched a lot of Celebrity IOU, which is Property Brothers. Now I can't remember their names for the Drew and Jonathan, Scott. My name is Ray, and they have this show where they celebrities, you know, wealthy celebrities. Well, I assume wealthy. I don't know how much celebrities actually make, but, or each of them, you know, you can go to these websites where it's like, oh, how much does Halle Berry make? Or, you know, what is Halle Berry's net worth? I don't know why I thought of Halle Berry, but anyway. How much is Julia Roberts worth? And they give you some number, but I mean, you never know if it's accurate. But bottom line is these famous people who you assume also have money, they pick a person that's special to them and they pay for, one would assume, the remodeling of something, some part of their house or their backyard or whatever. And we watched two or three different of these episodes where they were doing backyards. And they look so nice. They look so nice. But, and Mark and I, we love our house. We love our house. But the back, because we bought a brand new house, like we're the first people that were in this house. Other than having a fence around the backyard and some kind of standard, you even have to negotiate a tree for the front yard because they don't just include that when you buy a new house. You have to be like, okay, I'll pay the price you're asking, but I need a fence around the backyard and I need a maple tree in the front. There's no landscaping in the back at all. There's no trees, there's no flower beds, there's no nothing. And we've discussed this before, but there are a lot of reasons why we've lived in the house for 3 years. There's a lot of reasons, going on 3.5, I think. And there's a lot of reasons why we haven't done anything in the back. One of which is it's just very expensive to do things. I have ideas. I want to extend the patio and have like an eating area and an outdoor kitchen area. And I want a place to put my hot tub. But I'm just going to use the inflatable hot tub because, I mean, that's a money saver right there. And all I need is some bubbles and some water. Like, I'm not picky. And it's got to be heated. But it's done well. It's heated it well. I still haven't figured out the chemical stuff. It always stinks, like smells like too much chemicals. But then the sensor that I bought says there's never enough. So I'm constantly fighting with it. But anyway, I want to have someone build a wooden enclosure that I can just slot that into so it looks nicer. And we want to put in some trees and we want to put in some flower beds. And I was thinking, you know, some artificial turf that transitions to real grass would get rid of some of the grass, so less mowing. But also be somewhere for Sydney, the dog, to go pee and poo and stuff like that because she has long hair and she always gets grass clippings and leaves and mud and whatever else in her fur. And so we end up not letting her use the doggy door ever because she always gets up. But so I was like, oh my God, we really need to do this. But all of that is very expensive. The extension of the patio, there is not a cheap option for that unless we do it ourselves. But I've never done that and I don't want to screw it up because someday we're gonna want to sell this house. And I don't want some inspector to come out and go, oh my God, the deck was done horribly. You're gonna have to tear it down. And then we lose money on the house because we did the work ourselves. But I mean, most of the quotes I'm getting for concrete, decking, pavers, whatever it is, are $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 just for that, you know? And that's a lot. And we still don't even have a design, but I really want to do it. Like, I really want to. We have a big amount of space back there. And it's just grass. There's nothing. We don't use the backyard at all because there's nothing back there. And I'm really not sure what my next step should be because I don't know. I mean, we know we're going to spend some money, but there are a lot of reasons why I've been procrastinating on it, but it makes me want a really nice backyard so bad. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.